Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, Josh Kendall, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Josh.
Morning. How are y'all?
Good. Good to have you back with us. It's been a while since we talked to you. And so I know you just came out with your article on the Falcons' undrafted free agents, and you have your take there on which one has the best chance to make the team. But I want to kind of go back to the draft since we haven't talked to you, because I guess the free agents, right, come after the draft. And so that probably the guys they picked up, based on what they didn't get during the draft. So what do you make of what they accomplish in 2024? The 2024 draft. I cannot talk today, Josh. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I get it. I get it. I have lots of those days. I think obviously, regardless of anything else, this will be the Michael Penix draft one way or the other. So, the success or failure of this draft hinges on how the Cousins Penix situation works out and what type of career Penix has. Beyond that, I think it's really interesting that they got so many defensive front seven pieces, and only one of them was an edge. I think we all talk about edges, at outside linebacker, pure pass rush type guys. Instead, what they went with is some versatile interior guys, which makes me intrigued about how they're going to line up the front seven this year. And Raheem Morris addressed it a little bit after that second day of the draft, saying they could be anywhere from a three-man front to a six-man front, and they wanted bodies that they could place anywhere along that. So I think that'll be an interesting from a sort of a deep cut football perspective, is how they line up in that front seven and how much they shift that and if that becomes a strength for them. And then it's just the Penix Cousins situation. And, we're not going to know, unless there is a Cousins injury situation, we're not going to be able to judge the Penix thing for 3 years minimum, I would think. So the Falcons for the next two seasons will tell us, we did the right thing, we feel great about it, and we won't have any way to – there will be no rebuttal because, they'll just say we've got a great backup quarterback. And then, whenever Penix takes over, we'll see.
Josh, you mentioned they kind of leaned heavily into the front seven on defense. Were you shocked they didn't do more at the cornerback spot through the draft? It just seems like throughout free agency you've thought, okay, they'll address this in the draft, and then they didn't.
Yeah, a little bit, and I think that was a little bit the way that the board fell. Terry Fontenot said that they called every team – from 9 to 32, trying to trade back into the first round. Well, in the middle of that, from 9 to 15 in there, I think those conversations were about Leetu Latu. Probably kind of glad I don't have to say that guy's name. That was a guy that they really had circled. I think they wanted him. But once he was gone, I think some of those conversations may have been about trying to get back into a cornerback. And then at that point, the board clearly fell in a way that they didn't love any of their options as much as they loved the other things. So we saw them bring in three guys in the undrafted free agent class, and there are some guys whose names we all know still left in the veteran free agent market. Stephon Gilmore is still out there. Xavien Howard's still out there. Akilah Witherspoon is still out there. I mean, there are guys, and Raheem Morris is a defensive guy around the league. I mean, the Falcons will be an attractive spot for some of those guys just because of Raheem. So I still think they're going to add a name like that.
Well, Josh, let's just get to that then real quick before we get to these undrafted guys. How do they expect to sign them? Because I know that I know where the money stands. They need to actually free up money to sign the rookie class. So what moves are there realistically for this team to create cap space to be able to sign an Akello Witherspoon or just the draft class in general?
I'm kind of of the mind that there's always money in the banana stand when it comes to the salary cap. I mean, they've got the big Chris Lindstrom deal, the big Grady Jarrett deals that they can restructure and find, because none of these guys that I'm talking about adding are at the point in their career where they're going to, bring a big price tag. You're going to talk about 1 year deals, maybe 12. I don't know. Maybe not even that much, depending on who, Stephon Gilmore, Xavier Howard may be looking for more, but there are a couple of other guys there that you can get for single-digit $1 million. So a bargain. And, they can always find that money. I feel like, in sort of the accounting of the salary cap.
Josh Kendall joining us here on the Morning Shift, the beat writer of the Atlanta Falcons for The Athletic. Josh, was that an Arrested Development reference before with the banana stand?
Yeah.
Nice pool.
Very nice. Nicely played. So back to now your list of Falcons undrafted free agents and which one has the best chance to make the team. You've got Isaiah Wooden, the receiver out of Southern Utah, at number one. What stands out about him to you?
Well, I still got to call Dane Brugler and make sure that 10-yard split time is not a typo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
A 1.38 10-yard split, nobody in the history of the NFL Combine has been clocked faster than that. Xavier Worthy, who just ran the 4.21 and set the record in the 40, had a 1.40 or 1.41 maybe. A 1.38 10-yard split is beyond elite speed in terms of get off the line of scrimmage. We know that this group values speed at wide receiver. We know that the Sean McVay offense loves to throw sort of that end around end, those jet sweeps. So that guy is a different kind of fast. And I think that gives him a chance just from that alone. And then you go to the cornerbacks. So you just added volume there and you hope you hit. They're all small school guys. You just don't know. But I mean, D Alford was a guy who was Tusculum CFL, had only been playing football for 2 years and he made the team. So you can always sort of, find a diamond in the rough there.
Josh, you did have two offensive linemen as part of these guys that you listed, Nolan Potter out of Northern Illinois and Ryan Cole out of Richmond. Do you think there's a spot for one of these guys to actually have a realistic shot at making the team? I know they've found some magic in years past with undrafted free agents. We talked about Ryan Schrader earlier. Any possibility that one of these guys can make a run at one of those roster spots?
Yes, I think that there's every possibility. And the reason I say that is Arthur Smith liked a specific type of offensive lineman. He valued physicality a little bit more. In sort of the pass blocking / physicality equation, Arthur gave more credence, I think, to physicality than some teams do. This group is going to want pass blockers. So you look at the tackles on the back end of the roster, Tyler Vrabel, John Legute, guys like that who caught Arthur Smith's eye, those guys are auditioning for a totally different coaching staff. And so I think that any offensive lineman they bring in have a chance just because they bring a little bit different flavor to an offense that's going to be a little bit different flavor.
Josh, real quick, about the DBs that the team went out and signed in the undrafted, you got the kid from North Dakota State, which is kind of a special teams player in his own right. You got which is Jaden Price. You got Antonio Sal. I mean, is there a realistic chance that some of these guys can make the team? I know you talked about D. Alford and what he did coming from Canada and Tusculum, but is this just a special teams thing, or can one of these guys actually maybe play his way on by the preseason and what he does at the cornerback position?
They could, but I don't expect it. I think that they add a veteran there. I think that they've depth is not a problem, I don't think, in the secondary. I think that what this secondary needs is a piece at the top that allows you to slot everybody else down one, and then you feel really good about things. So I think what you're doing is you're rolling the dice. You're not costing you anything, and you're just going to see if one of these guys can catch lightning in a bottle. But I don't like their chances, because I do think that this team goes out and adds a veteran who they feel like can start this year on a, probably just a one-year deal, who can come in and start this year opposite A.J. Terrell. And then they have plenty of pieces that they feel comfortable with who can fill in all those other spots.
Well, real quick to that point, what is Clark Phillips' future in your eyes with this team?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nickelback. I think he and Dee Alford in their ideal world are sharing the nickel snaps, competing for that nickel job. He did a lot of things that they liked, but I do think that his size was an issue at times last year. It's the reason he fell to the fourth round. It's the only reason he fell to the fourth round, and we saw it come up a couple times last year. But he is a really willing tackler. He's a physical guy. He's got the sort of lateral phone booth quickness that you like at nickel. So I think that's where he's ultimately sticks.
All right, Josh, thank you for the great insight. Always great to have you on with us here.
Thanks for having me, gang.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.